In today's shiur, we have the Rambam writing the structure of his work, Mishneh Torah. He divides it into 14 books, and each book is divided into various amounts of halachos, and each that is a more specific discussion of a more specific law, and each halacha is divided into chapters. So what the Rambam does is first he lists all of his 14 books and describes in general what each of the 14 books is about and what laws they deal with. And then he lists in particular, going one book after the other and explaining, listing the halacha that is the more specific area that is covered and the amount of halachas in each book. And then he describes which mitzvahs are covered in that halacha. Thus, we're going to see the 14-book system of the Rambam, plus the halachos within each of the books, plus those mitzvahs that are discussed in each of the halachos. So, this is on, in most of the standard Rambams, this will be Vav Amud Beis, or page 12. V'reizi l'chalek chibur zel l'arba asar svarim. The Rambam says, I decided to divide this book into 14 books. Sefer Rishon, in the first book, Echlol Bo, Kol HaMitzvah Shemikur Das Moshe Rabbeinu, all of HaShalom. I'm going to include all of the mitzvahs that are the foundation, the principles of the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Judaism, of the Torah. Adam Leda Osam Tchilas HaKol. A person has to know them first of all. Kegon, for example. Yivad Hashem Baruch Hu, the oneness, the unity of Hashem, blessed is He. Yisur Avodas Kechavim, and the prohibition of idolatry. I called the name of this book, the first book, Sefer Hamada, the book of knowledge, because it's important to know these things right in the beginning. Sefer Sheni, the second book. Echlo Baikala Mitzvah Shehem Tediris. I'm going to include in this book all of the mitzvahs that are constant or regular. Shenetzavinu Behem, that Hashem commanded us. Kdeilav Hamakom Olazachro Tamid. So we should love Hashem and always remember Him. Kigon, for example, Kriya Shema, to read the Shema, Utfilah, to daven, to pray, Utfilin, to put on the Tfilin, Ubirchas Kohanim, the blessings of the Kohanim, that they bless the Jewish people, Umila Bechlau, and also this includes circumcision. It's a sign that we should, in our flesh, that we should always remember Hashem when we don't have Tillin or Tzitzis or anything else like that. Ukrazi Shem Sefer Zeh Sefer Ava. I call the name of this book, that's the second book, with the name of the Book of Love, because it deals with those mitzvahs that help us to love Hashem. Sefer Shlishi, the third book, Echlo Bo Kol HaMitzvah Shem Bismanim Yidum. I will include all of the mitzvahs that are in a particular time. Kigon, for example, Shabbos and Modos, Shabbos and the holidays. Ukrazi Shem Sefer Zeh, I call the name of this book, the third one, Sefer Zmanim, the Book of Time, because it comes on the special times of the holidays. Sefer Revi, the fourth book, Echlo Bo HaMitzvah Shel Be'ilah. I will include in this book the mitzvahs relating to the relationships between man and woman. Kigon, for example, Kiddushin, betrothal, the Gerushin, divorce, the Yibum, the levirate marriage, if a man dies without leaving any children, there is a mitzvah for his widow to marry the brother of the deceased. The chalitza, or the laws of chalitza, that is, if they don't get married, there is a ceremony of release known as chalitza. I refer to this book, I called it the name, the Book of Women, because it deals with the laws of marriage and so on. Sefer Chamishi, the fifth book. Echlo bo mitzvah shel bias asuras, or mitzvah shel macholas asuras. I will include in this book the mitzvahs of forbidden sexual relationships, and the mitzvahs of forbidden food. Because in these two things, the Hashem sanctified us and separated us from the idolaters. The royals, with the laws of sexual prohibitions, and with forbidden foods. By both of these things, it says in the Torah, I separate you from the nations. I have separated you from the nations. I call the name of this book the Book of Holiness. Sefer Shishi, the sixth book. I will include mitzvahs that are obligated upon one who caused himself to be forbidden by his words. Kigon, for example, shvuos, oaths, onedarim, and vows. Klos Yishem Sefer Zeh, I refer to the Sefer, Sefer Hafla, the book of Hafla. Hafla means to express oneself, the expression through the oath and the vow. Sefer Shvi, the seventh book, Echlo Bal Mitzvah Shem Bezer Haaretz. I will include here mitzvahs that deal with the seed of the earth. Kigon, for example, Shvitin, the seventh year, the Yovlos, the 50th year, Umasros, the tithes, Utrumos, and the Truma offering, which is given to the Kohen. The Shar Mitzvahs and Echlalim Mimahem Inyanim. And other mitzvahs included with them of that topic. Klos Yishem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Zeran. I call the name of this book the book of seeds, plants, agriculture, in other words. Sefer Shmini, the eighth book, Echlal Bal Mitzvah Shem Bebinyan HaMikdash HaKorbanos Tzibur HaTmidim. I will include in this book mitzvahs dealing with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and public sacrifices that are always brought, constantly, regularly brought. Ukaras Yishem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Avedah. Call the name of this book the book of service. Sefer Chi, the ninth book, Echlal Bal Mitzvah Shem BeKorbanos HaYachad. I will include here mitzvahs that deal in the individual, private sacrifices. Because Yishem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Karbonos, I call the name of this book, the Book of Sacrifices. Sefer Asiri, the 10th book, Echol B'mitzvah Shem B'taras Tumas. I will include here mitzvahs that deal with ritual purity and impurity. Because Yishem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Tara, I call this book by the name, the Book of Purity. Sefer Hadassah, the 11th book, Echol B'mitzvah Shem B'nada Machavero. I will include here mitzvahs between man and his fellow man. The Yishbem Hezek Tchila, the mamon obeguf, that first have some kind of damage, either monetary damage or physical damage. Klos Yishem Sefer Zeh, I call the name of this book, Sefer Nezik, in the Book of Damages. Sefer Shnei Maaser, the 12th book, Echol Bal Mitzvahs Mechir V'Kinyan. I will include the mitzvahs dealing with selling and buying. Klos Yishem Sefer Zeh, I call the name of this book, Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisition, acquiring things. Sefer Shlosha Asher, the 13th book, Echol Bal Mitzvah Shevedadu Machaveir B'Shai Dinim She'ein B'Tchilas and Hezek. I will include other laws relating to man and his fellow, things that are not related to damage in the beginning. Kigon, for example, Shomron, the laws of guards, watchmen, Balechovos, and debtors, Utainus, and monetary claims, Ukfiros, and denials. Kulasi Shem Sefer Zeh, I refer to this book, I call it by the name Sefer Mishpatim, the Book of Laws. Sefer Ba'asar, the 14th book, Echol Bal Mitzvah Shem Esum HaSanhedrin. I will include here mitzvahs that are in the hands of the court, called Mises based in, like the capital punishments, Kabbalah Seidus and accepting testimony, V'din HaMelech HaMilchamosav, and the rules concerning the king, the laws concerning the king and his wars. Kulasi Shem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Sheftim. I call the book of judges. Zehu chibur halacha shel chibur zeh. The Rambam concludes in saying this is the way these halachas in this book are put together. Finyanei asvarim, according to the subject matter of the books. Chilukam mitzvos lefinyanei halachas, and the division of the mitzvos according to the halachas that are discussed. The Ata now ask levar kol mishpat in mitzvah mitzvah chol adinam anichlalam ima minyana al seder halachas bezus keol shin dalad yud. Now I will begin to explain the laws of all of the mitzvahs, of each and every mitzvah, and of all of the laws included in them, according to the order of the halachas with Hashem's help. So he's going to explain, as we said before, which mitzvah is found in which halacha. Sefer Amada, the first book, the Book of Knowledge, Hilchos of Chomish, there are five halachas in them. Zesidur, and this is their order. Hilchos Yisodei Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah. Hilchos Deos, the laws of character, although the word day is usually translated as knowledge, but it also means sort of character. Hilchos Talmud Torah, the laws of Torah study. Hilchos Avodas Kechavim Mazalas V'chukas Ha'akum, the laws of star and constellation worship, idolatry, and statutes of idolatry, which are forbidden, a special section on that. And the fifth is Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of repentance. Now, the first one is Hilchos Yisodei Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah. Yesh v'chlol ha'nesa mitzvahs, sheish mitzvahs ha'sei, v'abba mitzvahs lo ha'sei. This includes 10 mitzvahs, 6 positive and 4 negative. V'zer pratim, these are their specifics. Aleph leida sheish Hashem alaka, to know that there is a God. Beis, sholi yalav v'machshov sheish Hashem alaka, z'lo ha'sei Hashem. Not to think that there is any other God besides Hashem. Gimel, liachto, to unify God. Dalad, le'avo, to love him. Hey, lira mimenu, to be in awe and fear of him. Vav, lekadishmo, to sanctify his name. Zayin, shlolochal lishmo, not to desecrate his name. Ches, shlolav advarim shnikashmo alehim, not to destroy things upon which his name has been called. Tes, lishmo menanavi hamadaber bishmo, to listen and obey the prophet who speaks in his name. Yud, shlolinasoso, not to test the prophet. Now, the second halacha is Hilchos Deos, the laws of character. Yishbechlon achas asher mitzvahs. There are 11 mitzvahs in this halacha. Chomesh mitzvahs asei, v'sheish mitzvahs los asei. 5 positive commandments and 6 prohibitions. V'zeh protem, these are the specific laws. Aleph, lidamas b'drachav, to emulate the ways of Hashem. Beis, lidovik b'yodov, to cleave to those that know him, to the great tzaddikim and sages. Gimel, le'avas areim, to love your fellow. Dalet, le'avas agerim, to love converts. Hey, sholis no'achim, not to hate brothers, that is a fellow Jew. Vav lahochiach, to admonish, to rebuke if someone does wrong. Zayin shlo lahav upon him, not to humiliate or embarrass someone. Ches shlo lanasum lolim, not to afflict the unfortunate ones, the poor ones. Tesh lelech rachel, not to gossip. Yud shlo lintom, not to take revenge. Yud alef shlo lintar, not to bear a grudge. Now the third halacha, Hilchos Talmud Torah, the law of Torah study. Yish b'chlolin shtei mitzvahs, there are 2 mitzvahs included in this. Aleph luma Torah, one to study Torah. Beis l'chabed m'lamdeha v'yodeha, to honor those that teach Torah and those that know Torah. Now the fourth halacha, Hilchos avodas kochavim v'chukas avdei kochavim, the laws of idolatry and statutes of idolatry. Yish v'chlolon achas v'chamisha mitzvahs. Included here are 51 mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs asei, 2 positive commandments. V'teishav arbar mitzvahs los asei, and 49 negative commandments. The Zeh Proton, these are the specifics of the 51 commandments discussed in this halacha. Aleph, shlolifnes achar vodas kochavim, not to turn after idolatry, be attracted to it. Beis losur achar hira leivrius enayim, not to follow bad thoughts of the heart and things that we see with our eyes concerning idolatry. Gimel shlo legadef, not to curse. That's referring to cursing Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Dalet shlo yavadosa k'derech avadosa, not to serve the idols in the manner in which they're usually served. Hey, shlo yishtach v'lo, not to bow to it. Vav, shlo lasas pesel atzmo, not to make an idol for himself. Zayin, sholasas pesel v'afilu l'acherim, not to make an idol even for others. That means even if you don't worship it, just to make it is forbidden. Ches, sholasas tzuras v'afilu l'noi, not to make certain images that are forbidden, even if they're just for beauty's sake, not for idolatry. Tes, sholadiach acherim makra, not to influence others to worship idols. Yud, lisruf irenidachas, to burn the city that's been pushed away, that's now worshipping idols. Yud Aleph Shlo Livnosa, never to rebuild that city. Yud Beis Shlo Lehonas Mekom Emona, not to have any benefit from the money of that city. Yud Gimel Shlo Lehosis Yochid La'avda, not to influence an individual. Before we had not to influence others, referring to a whole city. There's a separate mitzvah, not to influence an individual La'avda, to serve other gods. Idolat shlo la'ahav hamesis, not to love the person who is influencing others to idolatry. Tezvav shlo la'azav sinaso, not to stop hating him. Tezayin shlo la'tzila, not to save such a person who influences others for idolatry. Yidzayin shlo la'amad olav skus, not to find any merit to say for him when judging him. Yidches shlo limna melumad olav chova, not to refrain yourself from finding bad things to say in his judgment, in his trial. Yutes shlo lesnaba b'shma, not to prophesize in the name of other gods, idolatry. Chav shlo lishmo min amasnaba b'shma, not to listen to the prophet who prophesizes in its name. Chav alef shlo lesnaba b'sheker v'filo b'shem Hashem, not to prophesize falsely, even if it is in the name of Hashem. Chav bei shlo logor mihariga's navi sheker, not to be afraid of killing a false prophet. Chav Gimel, shlo lishmo b'shem avodas kochavim, not to swear with the name of an idol. Chav Dalet, shlo lasas ov, not to do the kind of sorcery known as Ov, and Chafei Shlalasis Yidoni, not to do the sorcery known as Yidoni. Chavav Shlalahav L'Molech, not to pass someone through the fires of the god Molech. Chav Zayin Shlalahok Matseva, not to set up this kind of monument, which was used for like an altar common among idolaters. Chav Ches Shlalashachlas Alav Maskis, not to bow down on this particular stone that was commonly used for idolatry. Chav Tesh Lalit Asherah, not to plant this Asherah tree, a tree that was commonly used for idolatry. Lamed La Abed Avodas Kechavim V'chol Anasa B'Shvilo, to destroy idols and anything made for its sake. Lamed Aleph Shalehonis Mevodas Kechavim V'Misham Shah, not to have any benefit from idols and things that are used to serve the idols with. Not to have any benefit from the coating, the covering of something that is worshipped. Not to make a covenant, a treaty with idolaters. Not to show any graciousness towards idolaters. That they should not live in our land. You're not allowed to follow their customs or wear their type of clothing. Lamed Zayin Shlo Lenacheish, not to interpret omens. Lamed Ches Shlo Liksom, not to practice a kind of sorcery known as Kosem. Lamed Tes Shlo Leonein, not to say that certain days are auspicious for certain things. That's a kind of sort of sorcery practice called Onein. Mem shlolachaver chaver. That's a kind of incantation that he makes over certain creatures. Mem alav shlolidu shlamesan, not to seek to contact the dead. Mem beis shlolishol ba'ov. Before we had the prohibition of doing the ov, kind of necromancy and sorcery, here's the prohibition not to ask of someone who practices the ov. Mem gimel shlolishol b'yidoni, not to inquire of someone who practices the necromancy known as yidoni, or sorcery known as yidoni. Mandala Shola Chashev, not to perform the sorcery known as Kishuv. When we learn this in the Rambam, these halachos, we'll see all of the distinctions between these various kinds of sorcery that are all forbidden and all related to idolatry. Memhei Sholachat Pasarosh, not to make around the corners of the head, that is, not to shave off the payas. Memvav Sholahashus Pazokin, not to destroy the corners of the beard, not to shave the beard. A man is not supposed to wear the clothing of a woman or ornaments of a woman. That a woman is not supposed to wear the clothing of a man. Memtes 49, shlolift of kaka, not to make tattoos. Nun, shlolis godeid, not to make scratches in ourselves, as was the practice of idolaters. Nun alif shlolasis karcha al mace, not to tear out our hair for the dead. Hilchos Tshuva, the fifth halacha, mitzvah sase achas, one positive commandment. That is, that a sinner should repent from a sin before Hashem and confess. We find that all of the mitzvahs included in this book are 75. Sheshesh mehem mitzvah sase, 16 positive commandments. Uteshuva chamisha mitzvah lo sase, and 59 negative commandments. Sefer Ahava, the second of the Rambam's books, is called the Book of Love. Hilchos of Sheish, it has six halachas in it. Vezeh Siduran, and this is their order. Hilchos Kriya Shema, the laws of the Shema. Hilchos Tvila Birchas Kohanim, the laws of prayer and the blessings of the Kohanim. Hilchos Tvilin and Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah, the laws of Tvilin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. Hilchos Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis. Hilchos Brachos, the laws of blessings. Hilchos Mila, the laws of circumcision. Now, we start with the first halacha, Hilchos Kriya Shema, the laws of Kriya Shema. Mitzvah Sase Achas, there is one mitzvah Sase, one positive commandment here. Vilikros Kriya Shema, Pamayim Biyom, that's to read the Shema twice every day. The next halacha is Hilchos Tefillah or Birchos Kohanim. Yesh Bechlalon Shtei Mitzvah Sase, there are two mitzvah Sase included in the laws of prayer and the blessings of the Kohanim. Aleph Lavad Hashem B'Tefillah B'chol Yom, to serve Hashem daily through prayer. Beis, that the Kohanim should bless Israel every day. The next halacha, Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, the laws of Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Torah scrolls.
Yishvacholam hei mitzvah saseh. Included here are five positive commandments. V'zev protam. These are them in detail. Aleph, li'as tefillin ala rosh, to have tefillin on the head. Beis, l'kashim ala yad, to tie them on the arm. Gimel, l'kvo mezuzah v'pischei hasha'arim, to put mezuzahs on the doors of the gates. Dalet, l'chtov kolish sefer Torah la'atzmo, that every person should write a sefer Torah for himself, every man. Hey, l'chtov amelach sefer sheni la'atzmo, the king should have a second sefer Torah for himself. Kedei she'yalo shnei sefer Torah, so that the king should always have two Torah scrolls. The next halacha is Hilchas Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis. Mitzvah Seachas, there's one positive commandment. Vilas Tzitzis Lakamfei Ksus, and that is to make Tzitzis on the corners of the garments. Hilchas Brachos, the laws of blessings. Mitzvah Seachas, that has one mitzvah Sasei, one positive commandment. Vilavarach Shmo Acha Achila, that is to bless the name of Hashem after eating. Hilchas Mila, the laws of circumcision. Mitzvah Seachas, that has one positive commandment. And it is to circumcise the males on the eighth day. We find that all of the mitzvahs discussed in the second book of the Rambam are 11 positive commandments. Sefer Zmanim, the third book of the Rambam, is the book of times. Halachos of Eser, v'zeh Sidurim. There are 10 halachas, 10 divisions of law in this book, and this is their order. First, Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos. Hilchos Erev and the laws of making an Eruv. Hilchos Shvitas Asar, the laws of resting on the 10th day of the 7th month, that's Yom Kippur. Hilchos Shvitas Yom Tov, the laws of resting on Yom Tov. Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the laws of Chametz and Matzah. Hilchos Shofar V'Sukkah V'Lulav, the laws of blowing of the shofar, of sitting in the sukkah and of the lulav. Hilchos Shkolam, the laws of giving the shekel coins to the temple. Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the laws of sanctifying the new month. Hilchos Taniel is the laws of fasting. Hilchos Megillah of Hanukkah, the laws of Megillah and of Hanukkah. The first of the halachas is Hilchos Shabbos. Yesh b'cholal hei mitzvahs, beis mitzvahs asei, v'gimel mitzvahs lo asei. This includes five mitzvahs, two positive commandments and three negative ones. V'zel proton, and these are the details. Aleph, lishvos b'shvi, a positive commandment to rest on the seventh day. Beis, shalasas bo malacha, not to do any work on it. Gimel, Shalamash b'Shabbos, not to punish for the court to inflict a death penalty on Shabbos. Dalet, Shalotas chutz ligvul b'Shabbos, not to go outside of the Shabbos boundary. Hey, Lekadashiyom b'Schira, to sanctify the day by remembering it. And this is what we do during Kiddush. Hilchas Erevin, the laws of Erevin, Mitzvah Seachas, v'midivrei Sofrim, v'enem min haminyan. Erevin is one of the rabbinic commandments, and it's not counted in the number 613. Hilchos Shvitas Asar, the laws of resting on Yom Kippur. Yishbchol Dalad Mitzvahs, there are four mitzvahs included. Shnei Mitzvahs Asay, Shnei Mitzvahs Lo Asay. Two positive commandments and two negative ones. V'zeh Proton, these are the details. Aleph Lishus Bo Melacha, one is to rest on that day from work. Beis, Sholasas Bo Melacha, that's the negative one, not to work. Gimel Asanas Bo, to fast on it. And Dalad Sholecha Lo Lishus Bo, the positive, the negative commandment of not eating or drinking on it. The positive one of fasting and the negative one of not eating and drinking. Hilchos Shvitas Yom Tov, the laws of resting on Yom Tov, Yesh B'cholal on Yud Beis Mitzvahs, Shesh Mitzvahs Asei, V'Shesh Mitzvahs Lo Asei. There are 12 mitzvahs here, 6 positive and 6 negative. V'Zev Proton, these are the details. Aleph, Lishus B'Rishon Shel Pesach, to rest on the first day of Pesach. Beis, Lo Lasas Bo Melacha, the negative, not to work on the first day of Pesach. Gimel, Lishus B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach, to rest on the seventh day of Pesach. Dalet, Sholasas Bo Melacha, the negative, not to work on the seventh day of Pesach. Hey, Lishus B'Yom Chag HaShavuos, to rest on the holiday of Shavuos. Vav, Sholasas Bo Melacha, the negative, not to work on Shavuos. Zayin, Lishus Rosh Hashanah, to rest on Rosh Hashanah. Ches, the negative, Sholasas Bo Melacha, not to work on it. Tes, Lishus B'Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos, to rest on the first day of Sukkos. Yud, that's the negative, Sholasas Bo Melacha, not to work on it. Yud Aleph, Lishus Rishmini Shel Chag, to rest on the eighth day of Sukkos. Yudbei Shlo Lasas Bo Melacha, the negative, not to do work on it. Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the laws of Chametz and Matzah. Yesh B'cholol Shmona Mitzvah, Shalosh Mitzvahs Asei, V'chomesh Mitzvahs Lo Asei. Included here are 8 mitzvahs, 3 positive ones and 5 negative ones. Zeh Proton, these are the details. Aleph, Shlo Lech Chametz V'yom Yadav V'chatzos V'yom V'ulamayla. Not to eat Chametz on the 14th, on Erev Pesach, from noon upwards. Beis, Lahash B'Ser B'Yudalev, to get rid of the chametz on the 14th day, on Erev Pesach. Gimel shlolachu chametz kol shiva, not to eat chametz all of the 7 days of Pesach. Dalet shlolachu teruvus chametz kol shiva, not to eat a mixture of chametz all of the 7 days. Hey shlo yira chametz kol shiva, that chametz should not be seen all of the 7 days. Vav shlo yimatzah chametz kol shiva, it shouldn't even be found in your possession all of the 7 days. Zayin lechol matzah below Pesach, the positive commandment of eating matzah on the night of Pesach. And ches, the Sabbath of Yetzias Mitzrayim vos halayla, to relate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on that night. Hilchos shofar v'sukkah v'lulav, the laws of shofar, sukkah, and lulav, yesh b'chlol and gilul mitzvos aseh, these include 3 positive commandments. Zeh prot, and these are the details. Aleph, v'shmo kol shofar b'echa b'tishrei, to hear the sound of the shofar on the first of Tishrei. Beis, leishav v'sukkah shivis me'achad, to dwell in the sukkah for the 7 days of the holiday. Gimel, little lulav b'migdash kol shivis me'achag, to take a lulav in the temple all of the 7 days of the holiday. Hilchos shkolim, the laws of shkolim. Mitzvah se'achas, there's 1 positive commandment. V'litin kol ish, matzah sashekel b'chol shana, that is, that every man should give a half of a shekel every year. Hilchos kiddush achodesh, the laws of sanctifying the new moon. Mitzvah se'achas, there's 1 positive commandment. That's to reckon, to know, and to establish which day is the first day of the month of all of the months of the year. Hilchos Tanias, the laws of fasting. Mitzvah Seyachas, 1 positive commandment. That is to fast and cry out in prayer before Hashem for any calamity which shouldn't come upon the tzibur, any danger that is coming on the congregation, it's a mitzvah to fast. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, the laws of the Megillah and Chanukah, yesh v'cholam beis mitzvah tasem et every sofrim. These include 2 positive commandments of the scribal law. In a minyan, they don't count in the 613. Nimtzu kol mitzvah shel Torah nechlalos v'sefer zeh chamish v'shloshim. We find that the mitzvahs included of the Torah mitzvahs in this book are 35. Your testament mitzvahs are save, your testament mitzvahs laws are save. 19 positive commandments and 16 negative ones. Vishpo gilom mitzvahs mitzvah selfrim, also there are 3 rabbinic mitzvahs. Sefer Nashim. The 4th book of the Rambam is the book of women. Hilchos of Hay. It has 5 halachas. Zeh Siduran, and this is their order. Hilchos Ishus, the laws of marriage. Hilchos Gerish, and the laws of divorce. Hilchos Yibum v'chalitza, the laws of the levirate marriage and the chalitza release. Hilchos Nara v'sula, the special rules and laws relating to a young girl. A naira is a girl of 12 years old, as we'll see. Hilchos Sota, the laws of the Sota, the suspected adulteress. Hilchos Ishus, the laws of marriage. Yesh v'chalon arba mitzvah, shtei mitzvahs asei, shtei mitzvahs lo asei. These include 4 mitzvahs, 2 positive ones and 2 negative ones. V'zeh pratan. These are the details. Lisa Isha B'Ksuva V'Kiddushin, to marry a wife, a woman with a marriage contract and a betrothal. Beis, Shotival Isha B'Lo K'Suva U'Kiddushin. You're not supposed to have a relationship with a woman unless you have a marriage contract and a betrothal. Gimel, Shloyimna She'er K'Sus V'Ona, not to deny your wife the 3 rights of clothing, food, and marital relationships. Dalet, Lifros alibus mimena, to be fruitful and multiply from your wife, to have children. Hilchos Gerushin, the laws of divorce, Ish b'chlolam beis mitzvahs, there are 2 mitzvahs included. Aleph mitzvahs aseiv, hu sheyigareish hamegaresh b'sefer. One is a positive commandment, and that is that someone who divorces should divorce through a scroll, a book. Beis lo yafsi grushasa mishenises, that you're not supposed to remarry your wife if she got married to someone else in between. Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, the laws of Yibum and Chalitza, yesh v'chlal and shalosh mitzvahs, there are 3 mitzvahs included, shtei mitzvahs asei v'achas mitzvahs lo asei. 2 positive commandments and 1 negative one. V'zeh proton, these are the details. Aleph liyabim, to perform the levirate marriage. Beit lachlotz, in lieu of the levirate marriage, you can have a ceremony of release known as Chalitza. Gimel shlotinos yivam alish zara, chetosir ishus yavim yoleha. That the yivama, the woman who is pending the marriage with her brother-in-law, is not allowed to marry a strange person until that there is a severance of that control by the brother-in-law over her. In other words, until she gets the chalitza, she cannot marry someone else. Hilchos Nara B'Sula, the laws of the young girl, the Naira. Yesh v'chlalon hei mitzvahs, there are 5 mitzvahs included here. Gimel mitzvahs aseh, beis mitzvahs lo aseh. 3 positive commandments and two negative commandments. These are the details. Liknos amafata, to punish and fine the person who seduces the young girl. Beis shisa onis anusaso, that the one who rapes the young girl should marry her. He's obligated to marry her, of course, if she and her father want him to. Gimel shligosh ones, that the person who raped the young girl and then married her is not allowed to divorce her. Dalid shetesha veshes motzi shem ratas baile leolam, that the wife of a woman who was slandered and accused of committing adultery, he is punished when he's proven false, and she must remain his wife forever, as long as she wants to. Hey, shligash motzi shem ras ishto, the motzi shem ra is not allowed to divorce his wife. Hilchas sota, the laws of the suspected adulteress. Yesh v'chol and gimel mitzvahs, there are three mitzvahs included here. Aleph mitzvahs asay, or beis mitzvahs lo asay. One positive and two negatives. Zev proton, these are the details. Aleph lasa sota k'taras ha-kanas as-duras b'tara, to make the laws of the sota according to the laws of the kanas, the jealousy, the suspicion that are described in the Torah. Beis shlolitin shemen al-kabana, not to put any oil on her sacrifice. Gimel shlolitin olav lavona, not to put any frankincense, that's a spice, on her sacrifice. Nimsu kol mitzvos and achlos v'sefer zeh yudzayin, we find all of the mitzvos included in this book, 17. Tesma mitzvos asei, v'ches mitzvos los asei. 9 are positive, and 8 are negative commandments.